Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest was born and raised in Cleveland. Of course, went to Glenville High School, went to Ohio State. Was the first round pick in the NFL draft in 2006 by the Buffalo Bills. Had a great career for over a decade, played with the Browns later in his career as well. And we love having him on with us, now an NFL analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. Dante Whitner on the with the Bull and the Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dante, how are you, man? Thanks for joining
us. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. It's good to talk with you. It's been a while. How are you finding life after football, Dante?
Well, the transition is never easy, you know, especially when you spend over a decade or 15, 20 years of your life doing something. But, you know, it's fun to figure it out. And I feel like I'm doing a good job, so I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. But as far as the media world, I'm realizing that it's a lot more work than what I expected from the outside looking in.
That's right. Yes, it is, Dante. You'll get used to it, though. You're no stranger to hard work and putting in the grind and getting what you want. So you'll do great. And how has the transition been? I mean, in terms of going to the media. I saw some of your clips you posted on social media doing the Niners post game stuff, pregame stuff out there in the Bay Area.
It's great, but you know, there's always a fine line because then you know I'm a player at heart. And then sometimes right. you really want to try to protect guys, but you have to tell the truth. And if you really know the game, you know who exactly messed up in the game, and you have to tell it for the fans to know, you know, who's producing and who's not. So that's the most difficult part of it. But as far as, you know, studying and being able to talk the game, it's something that I'm passionate about. So, you know, it's fun for me.
Well, I'll tell you this much from my personal experience. The longer you get away from the game, the easier it is to criticize the players because you didn't play with all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I understand.
go ahead, Bull. You got some?
Dante Whitner is with us. Dante, I mentioned, of course, and everybody knows that you're from Cleveland. You went to high school. You're a Buckeye. You know what this – and you played here for the Browns. So you know what this franchise has been like. You guys actually had a good season going in 2014 before it got – sabotaged by Johnny Manziel. So, so you know the pressure on the quarterbacks. I know you tweeted about Baker. Dustin and I have been critical of Baker as well. You tweeted over the weekend, Baker Mayfield can't read defenses, below average quarterback at this point. I wonder if he puts in the same amount of work as Brady and Breeze away from the practice facility. Probably not. We've been critical of Baker as well, especially since his rookie season. We've talked about this. Can you... Donnie, is reading defenses something you could just start getting better at in your third year?
Absolutely, but a lot of these quarterbacks that are young, they've been handicapped by a college game. Yeah. When you're calling plays from the sideline, telling the offense and the receivers and the quarterback what coverage they're in and what route is the beater versus that coverage, when you're telling the offensive line which way the blitz is coming and you know where to slide, and, you know, you don't put the onus on the quarterback, you know, it's tough for them transitioning to the NFL because it's very intricate details that you have to know if you want to be able to read coverages. You have to start with the nickel and cornerbacks, being able to be a good judge of, you know, is this guy a good actor? Is he coming? Am I reading his eyes? And then from a deeper level of who's disguising? What are they trying to show me here? Like, what are they covering up? I mean, you can't do that It takes a lot of time and effort to put into that much detail and to be able to take a snapshot pre-snap and within 10 to 15 seconds figure out what coverage they're in and can we get out and into the best play. It's almost impossible for these quarterbacks to do that, especially on third down when you go into specialized situational football and they're taking certain guys away and showing you certain things. It's very difficult. And what he showed me in the game last Sunday, not just that he threw the interception to Minka Fitzpatrick, is that that's a staple coverage on third and 3-6 in the National Football League. It's a one hole, right? The only player that they use to lurk around and play the whole position is Minka Fitzpatrick. Why are you throwing the ball in there if you know the details to the defense? If you know that his job is to take away the first crosser and he's going to be sitting right inside, why are you not going to Odell and these guys that are singled up, right? That shows me that you're really not putting the work in outside of the facility. That's a staple on third down. And then later in the football game, it was the same situation. Third and 4, Minka Fitzpatrick showing like he's blitzing. When does he ever really blitz up the middle? Why would he just be showing you that? He drops back into coverage, take the first crosser. Baker is still looking front side when you have Odell Beckham one-on-one backside. He didn't throw it backside because the Steelers' secondary is very well coached up. The free safety is showing to the X position with body position, showing like he's covered too, taking back pedal steps straight back without turning his shoulders and telling Baker Mayfield, I'm going to the middle of the field. So they fooled him. The right read is to go to Odell Beckham one-on-one on the backside and give your superstar wide receiver a chance to make a play.
You think he's overthinking it too much? You know, like learning the new offense and, you know, obviously you talk about looking to Odell in those certain situations, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, you got a one-on-one situation with your star player. You'll take those opportunities. You'll take those chances all day, every day. But in terms of, you know, what they're asking him to do, do you think he's confused? I mean, you mentioned you don't think he's putting in the time, which clearly we can't prove that, but maybe it would indicate that he's not by the way you're talking about his play. But is it possible that he's thinking too much? Are they, you know, you think they're putting too much on his plate? I don't think they are, frankly. I think they're kind of making it kind of simple for him. I'm just trying to figure out what the issue is because, you know, this guy was a different player as a rookie, and now he just looks like he's regressed so much in the last 2 years.
He could be thinking too much, but football is football. And when you play the teams that's in your division, they understand your weaknesses. And if you go back and you watch the tape of the secondary from Pittsburgh and from Baltimore, they always start with a too high shell because they don't feel like he can go through the reads and they can manipulate him into making wrong reads and throwing the football into the wrong area. And they've been correct. If you watch those games, any zone blitz, they're not showing them. They're hitting them with surprise zero blitzes and man blitzes. Because he's not a good a reader of if guys really blitzing, if they're not. Are they in what coverage? What's the nickelback position? You have to be able to process all of this and then know exactly where to go and know that they're going to try to manipulate you. So when they show you body position with safeties, it's easy. Still go through your reads and trust your training. Trust everything that they've been coaching you up on the week. They're tilting the coverage to the front side, and they're manipulating him with the safeties. Trust your training, and he'll be okay.
A two-high shell,
by the way, is just it's when you're showing a cover two look with the two safeties over top, and then pre-snap they'll move around a little bit. And just I'll just follow up here real quick, Adam, with Dante on this just for a minute. You know, is the book out on Baker? I mean, do we think, hey, listen, the rookie year was really, really good, but don't really knew his weaknesses. They didn't know how to get him. Maybe now they're realizing, hey, this dude's going to look at a pre-snap disguise and take the bait. Like Mel Tucker would say, take the cheese. You know what I'm saying?
And like Mel Tucker
and
said,
now they're taking
the
advantage of that. Yeah,
right, absolutely.
Right.
But I don't know if it's out on only him. It's out on a lot of young quarterbacks, even Josh Allen and these guys. When they have to drop back and really decide which coverage you're in and get the ball to the right place, they really struggle. That's why you see so many trick formations and trick plays like the 49ers offense, Kansas City, Baltimore, all of these offenses where they're taking advantage of the individual defensive players not being disciplined, having their eyes in the right place because they have great running games, and then getting easy, low percentage throws, low risk throws for their quarterback. Even golf. When you make golf drop back and throw the ball that many times, he doesn't look too good. He's not a great quarterback at that point. When he get it out quick to his first and second read, they use some of those trick plays and misdirections and sweeps and all this stuff that they're doing. That's when the quarterbacks have success. So I don't really think it's on the quarterbacks. I think it's on the college level really handicapping these guys.
We're talking with the great Dante Whitner, former NFL safety, of course, Cleveland Zone, now NFL analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. So, Dante, when a lot of times fans and media members will sometimes say, well, you know, Baker's had three different head coaches, three offenses in 3 years. That's certainly fair. That certainly works against him. Are some of these mistakes, some of these things you're talking about in terms of maybe his preparation, how big a factor is that, that he's had to change? Is that an excuse for some of his struggles?
No, it's not an excuse, because when they're winning and having success, it's not an excuse. So why is it an excuse when they're losing? You didn't play well. You're not playing well. You're not going through the right reads, right? You're leaving the pocket too much. You're not trusting your offensive line. You're not trusting the work that you put in during the week. So on Sunday, you're not going to have success. You have to trust these things. You have to put that extra work in and not just study hard, study the right things hard. If you're studying the wrong things, I don't care how hard you're working or how hard you're studying it, it's not going to work. So, you know, maybe the book is out on them, maybe it's not, but just trust your training.
Dante, when you look at Baker's future, if you had to bet right now, like, is he a really good starter in the league? Is he a serviceable guy, an Andy Dalton, or is he a backup in a couple of years? What would you say?
Well, he doesn't suck, right? He has all the tools and the capabilities to get the job done, but actually performing on the football field, going through the right reads, trusting your guys, I don't see it right now. I just really don't see it. And for teams, championship teams, to take that next step, that quarterback position has to be rock solid. I don't really care how good your running game is. When it gets into the hard games and you have to make a tough throw or you have to stick in there and take a hit in the mouth, and trust your training and throw the ball before your receiver is even coming out of his break, I don't know if he really has that right now. Can that be developed? Probably so. So it starts with the coaching staff as well. You have to put him in position to have some easy throws, to get some screens and do all that stuff like Garoppolo and those guys do in San Francisco. Maybe they might need to change the offense up. I see Baker Mayfield running around. I see that he can make things happen with his feet. Maybe he should be in that type of offense.
They have the running backs for that type of offense.
Yep. He's a mobile quarterback. He can throw on the run. Maybe they should look into changing up that situation.
Dante, you played safety with a lot of great defensive ends in front of you throughout your career. The Browns have Myles Garrett. He's the best player on defense by far, maybe the best player on the Browns roster. How great is it to have a dominant pass rusher, certainly in passing situations as a former DB?
Well, it's awesome, you know, because you know that you can sit on routes and you can take some chances because, you know, 8 times out of 10, they're going to give you a full-out effort and, you know, they're going to affect the quarterback in some way. So you can add 2 or 3 of those guys. You can play basic coverages and your defensive backs will look all world, you know, because they're not, you know, covering deep routes a lot. They're covering, you know, quick route, quick game, guys trying to get the football out. So, you know, it's a tremendous, tremendous piece to have on a defense, and not just a defense, an entire organization.
We're talking with Dante Whitner, great former safety. Dante, I want to go back to 2014. You sign with the Browns. You come home. Another hometown kid is the quarterback of the team, Brian Hoyer. I remember when you guys beat the Bengals in Cincinnati on that Thursday night game in early December, early November. You go to 6-3, and I remember Dustin and I coming on the air that Friday, and I said, the Browns are going to the playoffs. It's going to happen. The drought is over. And then you guys got, you know, you got beat up by the Texans next week. You win that wild game that the Falcons just gave away the next week to go to 7-4, and then it all fell apart. When you guys beat Cincinnati first, when you won that Thursday night game, did you, Dante Whitner, experienced veteran, playoff-tested guy, did you think this team was going to the playoffs at that point?
Absolutely, 100% positively. And you know what happened? They put Johnny Manziel in the game. Somebody decided that they wanted to play Johnny Manziel, no injuries at quarterback, and ruined our season. That's 100% the truth.
You know, you talk about guys not working hard. Did he put
Kyle Shanahan said that he didn't want to put Johnny Manziel in the game, so it wasn't his call. right? And it wasn't the head coach's call. So whose call was it?
Front Pretty office, obvious. GM, owner?
Yeah, so why would you make that decision? We're already Crazy. Winning. Like, what are you trying to prove here?
Yeah, it's amazing, Dante, because, you know, I thought Mike Pettine, I don't know, you played for him. I thought Mike Pettine did a great job with you guys that year until Johnny
Absolutely.
Ruined it.
Absolutely. And then him being in the game, okay, you give him a couple series, you give him some specialized plays, but you just start this man, and then even playing in the games, like, he didn't look good in the game. So why not just go back to the quarterback that we had in there before, right? So that just ruined our entire season and ruined our entire tender for the Cleveland Browns.
That sucks.
Didn't it hurt, too, when Gordon came back? You know, it's kind of seemed like there was, you know, Hoyer was forcing the football to him, and that kind of led his downturn to when they put Manziel in, I thought.
Absolutely, and he was, you know, not getting the ball to the right guys, so, you know, letting guys work for him, thinking that he was Tom Brady out there, and it didn't work out for us. So, you know, it was just mainly that move. It was mainly that move to go to Johnny Manziel, and I don't know what we were trying to prove, but it clearly didn't work.
Yeah, that game, and especially, I think you guys felt, you know, after beating the Bengals, and then you guys lose that game to the Bengals, I think you fell to 7-7 there. I don't know if I ever saw a quarterback play. That was as pathetic a game as
worst game I've ever seen.
He was Absolutely. So horrible in that game.
Absolutely, and Johnny, you know, he was he made big plays in college and football, but as far as ever being a drop back quarterback, he was never going to be that.
Yeah.
So that just entire situation was like, it was bad from the beginning.
How ticked was Pettine? Do you know? Like, how angry was he that he had to play Johnny?
He was very angry. You know, being a defensive guy, you understand the limitations of a quarterback, especially when you probably didn't even want to draft him. So when you see this guy in practice just throwing balls, and it's like, why would you even think to throw it there, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't get in the game. You're going to wreck the season. So get that call and have to put him in the game and eat that, you know, it was tough for Pettine as well.
Great stuff, Dante, man. That was – wow. Yeah, it's really a shame because that you guys were playing so well that year.
Yeah.
I mean, really overachieving. Some guys were stepping up and just doing it, and that sucks. What would that have meant, especially to you and to Hoyer, who are, you know, guys who are from here, you know what the fans have suffered here. That would have been so special to take this team to the playoffs.
Yeah, it would have been great. Andrew Hawkins, right?
Yep.
He was on the team. He was
awesome.
From there.
Yep.
Right? It would have been awesome, and that was our goal. Our goal was to get to the playoffs, and we felt like we were winning. We felt like we had the opportunity. And it was actually taken from us. So, you know, we didn't succeed, you know, at the goal at hand. So,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, Dante, great stuff, man. Keep up the good work. It was great to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Dante Whitner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.